A Jewish Journal article. Yamin Ord Youth Village reunites young immigrants with family members. Serafil Alamo moved his tassel from right to left. The phrase Tikkun Olam, or repair the world, played over in his head. He felt prepared to say goodbye to high school and step forward into the next chapter of his life. The meaning of Tikkun Olam is instilled in students, like Alamo, at the Yamin Ord Youth Village in Israel. Located atop Mount Carmel near Haifa, and supported by Philanthropy Impact Israel, the Yamin Ord Youth Village is celebrating 70 years of acting as a school and home for immigrant and at-risk Israeli youth. At the early age of 12, Alamo made Aliyah in 2006 from Ethiopia and found solace at the village. Throughout his time at the village, he was taught resiliency and found passion by helping communities in need. At Yamin Ord, there were so many people who helped me over time. I was lucky to connect with different staff members over the years. Their warmth and encouragement were an important part of my teenage years, Alamo said. The support the students receive does not end at graduation. Yamin Ord awarded Alamo with the necessary scholarships so he could pursue higher education. Alamo completed his BA in political science after graduation from Yamin Ord, and currently is obtaining a master's degree in political science, both from the University of Haifa. He is currently interning in the municipality of Kfar Saba, learning about the inner workings of local government. His long-term dream is to work as a government official and find innovative solutions that better support people with disabilities. I want to contribute to society and advocate for human rights, he said. When not attending lectures or interning, Alamo fills his schedule by volunteering at various leadership programs in Haifa. At one program, he mentors young Ethiopian Israelis, teaching them good study habits and encouraging them to pursue higher education. Yamin Ord taught me that true success comes from hard work, and I want to pass that on. I see myself in these students and I want them to succeed. Everyone needs someone to root for them, he said. Alamo, like other young immigrants, is orphaned. His mother died when he was young, and his father died when Alamo was completing his military service. The staff at Yamin Ord, who saw Alamo grow into the successful man he is today, noticed how much Alamo missed his family. After all, his extended family was still in Ethiopia. The staff, in the true spirit of Tikkun Olam, put their minds together and got Yamin Ord to support the expenses of Alamo's extended family immigrating to Israel. Now, Alamo has both his family and his Yamin Ord family cheering him on. Anna Greenboim, also a recent graduate from Yamin Ord, found herself in a similar situation to Alamo. Greenboim was born in Kharkiv, Ukraine, and grew up with her large family of five siblings. In 2014, she left Ukraine on her own and ventured to Israel. Transitioning to Israeli lifestyle was difficult for Greenboim, but Yamin Ord, she said, made her feel grounded. I felt lost when I came here, and Yamin Ord gave me a place to call home, she said. At the village, Greenboim learned Hebrew and English and became passionate about tech after joining the Integrated Tools Computer and Cyber program in high school. She built positive relationships and made many friends at Yamin Ord, she said, including her current roommate. They both live together in Herzliya and Greenboim currently works for the tech startup, Qwit. But life for Greenboim quickly changed last year, when Russia invaded Ukraine, and tragedy struck Greenboim's home. Greenboim's family, still in Ukraine, was in danger and she needed to get them out as fast as possible. Luckily, Yamin Ord stepped in. The staff took notice and provided the financial support to help Greenboim's family immigrate to Israel. Now, when she is not working, Greenboim visits her family and even goes back to Yamin Ord. Her youngest brother is currently in 10th grade at Yamin Ord, following in his sister's footsteps. It is nice to know that he is receiving the same support I did. I am incredibly grateful, Greenboim said. There are currently 400,000 at-risk youth in Israel, according to Yamin Ord officials, who need assistance. The school has worked with 5,000 of them. They believe their work is just beginning.